Jasmine, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I just filled out all the information and hit submit, and now it's coming up. It says do not honor. What does that mean?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that zip code to plug that account to further assist you?
27292. And all the green checks are beside all the information about my card and everything all checked out. Then it come up and said processing information. And then it come up and said do not honor.
Yes, ma'am. Please give me one moment. You said 27292.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And that first and last name?
Hmm?
That first and last name?
Oh, Teresa Tartaglia, Tartaglia.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that you just did the order for the KitchenAid set for $5.74.
Do what now?
I do see that you placed in the order today.
Yeah, just 5 minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if the charge has been verified yet, but I do see an account, but I just can't click on the account.
Mm-hmm.
It has a stop to it where I can't look up the account and provide anything, ma'am. So you'll probably have to wait until tomorrow in the morning and call back.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but I do see that you paid $5.74 for a KitchenAid set, correct?
Why so much? I thought it was only $2.95.
No, ma'am, it's $5.74 for shipping and handling.
Well, why you got on the website $2.95 or $2?
We don't have anything to do with that company website, ma'am, but I'm just telling you what it has as the amount.
Okay, but is this legit?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yes, ma'am, it is indeed legit.
Okay. All right, well, if I didn't get it, then you can't take it out of my card then, right?
No, ma'am. Considering you will not get that within until 7 to 10 business days, ma'am, because you just did the order.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Definitely support.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.